Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, also we talked about racial profiling and got a chance to look back where myself and, you know, Minister Willie Williams in the time of United Prayer, you can actually see that video. I think the video is available now on the VFN Torch, where we're standing repenting, me as a former law enforcement officer, him as an African-American minister. You know, we're able to come before God and repent for racial profiling done by law enforcement for years in America. And speaking of that, it makes me think about, I was going to a restaurant in Alabama. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were with me, John, or somebody was. I don't know, maybe Donna was with me. And in this restaurant, a chain restaurant, but of course, a chain restaurant does not carry necessarily the same spirit.
Right.
It can be a the local people who work there and manage it or own that franchise. You know, their spirit can be over that.
Exactly.
You know? And so I was walking, just, you know, they're sitting me somewhere or something, and I passed by this application box that you put your application for employment in. And over the application box, like imagine a wood box on the wall, and a little slot in the top of it, and I guess you fill out your application and you put it in there, but right on top of this box was this old black and white picture of some old police cruiser with several white police officers in that older, you know, not as professional looking today as they were, where their buttons are down on their shirt, some holding shotguns and sticks. I mean, I felt like, you know, that I was, you know, in Selma, Alabama. I mean, God just instantly took me there.
Wow.
In that day. And I'm thinking, this is a racist spirit over this restaurant. Yeah. They're trying to bow up at people of color to come in here and work at this restaurant. I was shocked.
Wow.
I couldn't even rest. I'm like, we got to deal with this.
I remember you called me up when you told me about that. But what city was that in?
That was Mobile, Alabama.
Was it really?
No.
Mobile?
I think it was Mobile. No, it was.
I thought it was with an L. I'm trying to think of this.
It was in Lower Alabama, one of those areas there. But it was a chain. It was a chain. Literally a chain. It was a chain restaurant, and they were unapologetic. They were unapologetic about it, and I thought, oh, how offensive is that? You know, you send your son or your daughter to go put in an application for a restaurant, you're thinking, you know, that here, you know, they're just going to apply for a job.
Right.
And they get confronted with that spirit when they put them, like,
that's terrible.
That's horrific. That parent would have never known that they would have experienced that kind of, you know, in your face rejection, you know, and this is spirit that was there in that one moment on that job application area was get out of our city.
Let me tell you what happened to me in that city. I got pulled over in that city.
Oh, really?
Over that same spirit.
Oh, wow.
When I was pulled over, I went to pick up Diesel. That's when I first got my dog. We were coming back, the whole family in the car. Pulled me over. They didn't give me a reason why I pulled me over. And you could just feel that spirit. He says, you're from around here? And I give him my license. I'm like, no, I'm not. And then he just let me go. It was the weirdest thing. I'm thinking, you got to get out of here. You know, but no reason, no anything.
Yeah. And it was Spanish Fort, Alabama, actually. But we have to say something. You know, when something's not right like that, you just got to say something and realize that a parent is going to send their child to get a job, and they're not, and you have to be the person that says, you know, you don't want some kid to be crushed coming in here, and this younger generation don't have all that baggage that comes from past generations, but they would have been confronted by the sins of the fathers right there at that box, and felt at that one moment taken on a spirit of rejection. I mean, I felt it in my spirit. I felt it
when I was pulled over.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But imagine having, when you look at the videos of the dogs and all that stuff that happened where they're coming against our brothers and sisters, you know, in the 60s and the fire hoses and all that. And look how the officer was dressed at that time. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what they look like, leaning against the car with shotguns and stuff, looking like they were on edge. I just knew what spirit it was of. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I just knew what it was. And I thought, what if I sent my son or my daughter here to get a job and they're a person of color and they came there and they see that, immediately they're going to experience something they never would have experienced at that. I was like, this is a chain. It's like, oh my goodness. So I told him, I said, that, you know, that is, but the tenacity was that they had no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted it to scare people off.
Wow.
You know, but I believe that they were blinded to what they were really doing in the context mm-hmm. of that. They're thinking that meant, you know, I assume that it meant don't work here if you're not going to be legal, you know, in regards to if you're going to steal from the company or something like that. And these were, you know, but how it's going to be perceived by other people was totally different. I mean, they don't want people's, you know, it wasn't a racial type thing to them.
Sure.
Because it was, you know, four white guys, you know, leaning on but it's four white police officers leaning on the old cruiser with shotguns, a half button shirt. I just felt like I was fixing to be squirted with a water hose. You know, I'm like, get out of this place. I mean, poor Don, I'm like, I was like nonstop. I was like, just offended.
Yeah.
I was offended, but we have to get that way and understand that we have to stand together. You know, it's e pluribus unum. Though we're many, we're one. You know, mm-hmm. speaking of that, you know, if you missed yesterday talking about redigging the wells of our Father, redigging the wells, it's going to be September the 15th in Birmingham, Alabama. You also can find about that on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. And, you know, back 49 years ago, this September the 15th was when, right after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke at the Washington Mall, you know, the I Have a Dream, you know, speech, mm-hmm. right after that. In Birmingham is when the Ku Klux Klan, it says KKK in the article on the VFN Torch, and a lot of young people might not even know what that is, but you can click on, there's a link on that, and you can click on it, and it'll explain to you what the KKK was.
Oh, good.
And, but, you know, we had, you know, Paul Davison kind of sharing with us what's going on, inviting us to be a part of that. And 49 years to the day that the bombing that took place right there at the Baptist Church in Birmingham. It was the 16th Street Baptist Church. And on September the 15th, 49 years ago in 1963, this September the 5th. And so we're gonna be there by God's grace. You know, it's always James 4:15.
Right.
You know, if it's in God's will, we're going to be there and stand with, you know, Paul and all the other ones that are there to just pray and ask mm-hmm. God to because that spirit's still there.
Mm.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what
I'm saying?
Right.
I know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right, right, right. Don't touch the car. Don't touch the car.
Don't touch it. Remember that?
Yeah, right. What are you doing in here?
I'm an usher. Get your hands off the car.
Yeah. I mean, we have our brothers and sisters in the Lord who calling the police on their brother and sister in the Lord because they're people of color who sit by them. If you miss this, you've got to go back to the highlights or, you know, go into on the VFN Torch and hear about a brother of ours, you know, Derek, where he was in his parking lot, you know, praying in his church, you know, his church parking lot. Mm-hmm. And he had sat by this lady for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
For 5 years, he said, we sang the same songs. you got to hear him talk about this, but he said, you know, we worship the same God, you know, that we fell under the same power of the same God. It was so funny.
Right, on the same carpet.
The same carpet and all. And, but yeah, he was in the parking lot one night. He was in the parking lot one night and praying. And he's, you know, pacing back and forth and praying. And this lady that he sat beside for 5 years. I mean, you got to understand, you know, Derek is, you know, 6'5", 300-something, but you don't miss Derek.
Yeah.
And he's just a bundle of, you know, love. You know, he's just very compassionate.
Yeah. Big old smile.
Big old smile mm-hmm. on his face and tender and all. But, you know, that she called the police on him and said there's some black male in our parking lot, you know, looking in the cars of our windows. This is terrible.
Right.
This is terrible. I mean, you got to hear this. It's called Racism in the Traditional Church Still. You know, it's a question mark. Mm. And it's racism in the church. So we have to deal with the spirit.
Yeah.
You know, we have to deal with it. And so they called the police she called the police. This lady sat by him for 5 years. Oh, she's white and he's black. You got to go back and listen to this. You got to listen to it because, you know, there's so many wounded sons and daughters that needed, first of all, they needed everything that a son and daughter needs, which is a lot. But now they have the additional wounding that kept them away from the very thing to begin the process of getting what they need as a son or a daughter in the Lord. And, but you know, Derek does a real good job. He's very gracious in how he shares it. And so September the 15th, you know, we're going to go, to Birmingham, or I'm going to go to Birmingham. Would you go with me?
Yeah, I'll go. Okay. That'd be cool.
Yeah. And we'll go there and believe, got to believe that, you know, we may have some crews coming in from Texas.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And just to be a part of that. Because we get to march. We're going to march or walk or whatever, a procession, all the way from the 16th Avenue Baptist Church all the way to Legion Field.
Wow.
That's just to be a part of that.
That's cool.
You know, you're going to have, you know, the Native Americans are going to be there. Of course, African Americans are going to be there. You know, Americans are going to be, all of us are going to be there. And just to be a part of what's going
on. That's
great. You know, and to crying out for uncorking the wells of justice. So you can find that. It's on the VFN Torch. It's called Redigging the Wells. You can find it at rediggingthewells.org, or you can go to the highlights on your mobile device and see it as well. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.